Hi everyone, welcome to BankMed Investment Podcast Series. Today I would like to speak about investment opportunities for 2021. The stars seem to be aligned for financial markets. Since March 2020, low point on the stock markets, risk-taking has been more than adequately remunerated. In the current reflationary environment initiated by central banks, using their prerogative by actively printing money without limits, and governments aligned in good order to multiply stimulus plans, only an exogenous event, unpredictable by nature, would constitute a rational reason to witness a sharp correction. In a context where investment alternatives are shrinking, the mistake would probably be to withdraw completely from the financial markets. Not to be invested while asset prices are soaring is a reckless move that can be costly in relative terms. In order to approach 2021 with serenity, we would like to share with you some investment themes to consider in the months and year to come. And today, I'm going to focus on potential alternatives to fiat currencies. In economic theory, devaluing its own currency in order to revive its domestic economy helps boosting exports. This accommodating economy strategy, known as competitive devaluation, should lead to a return to growth, inflation, and productivity. However, this tactic can only work if the states act in accordance with the common interest and indirectly with the consent of the other economic blocs. Today, we are witnessing a similar dynamic in developed countries' currency management. To summarize, the revival of the domestic economy becomes the priority. The race for competitive devaluation is launched by applying the same medicine and principles everywhere. This protectionist strategy of managing the currency external value, which only takes into consideration selfish economic interest, handicaps the collateral value of the currency. In the absence of global consultation and coordination, this becomes a challenge for fiat money, since the protagonist currency devaluation motivation are identical. The opposing forces cancel each other out and thus arms the collateral value of these currencies. Consequently, the level of confidence in fiduciary currencies is eroding. In order to maintain its purchasing power constant, investors will have to consider potential alternatives to outside the fiduciary system and favor, almost by default, so-called tangible assets. Such phenomenon will therefore most likely benefit digital assets and real assets, including precious metal. This leads us to reinforce our message to consider alternatives to fiat currencies. Thank you for listening and have a good day.